Kaplan continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
This massive crowd at Texas Motor Speedway stands as one as the green flag drops on the Samsung 500. Dale Earnhardt Jr. quickly jumps to the lead, followed by Carl Edwards.
Action from last Sunday's race, which was won by Carl Edwards, as our friend Doug Rice, who was also on our show last weekend, and just, you know, those PRN guys, they just hit it out of the park. They really do a cool job. This weekend, however, my cats and kitties, we have got coming up the nationwide race from Phoenix, and it's actually on Friday night. Starts at 6:15 p.m. live from the Phoenix International Raceway, the Bosch's Supermarkets 200. I would have loved to have been in the meeting that came up with that name. But again, Friday night, 6:15 p.m. live here on North Sound 1380. And coming up Saturday afternoon, NASCAR Racing Sprint Cup action. The Subway Fresh Fit 500 starts at 4 p.m. live from the Phoenix International Speedway or Raceway. Racing under the lights, as it should be. So those of you planning to go to your local racetracks, please do. But hit those record buttons, and our next guest, Kelly Hale, will keep quiet. He will not let anyone know what's going on. Coming up on Friday, April 25th, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., this is really, really a cool deal. Firefighters and EMTs versus law enforcement drags from across the state will drag race their personal vehicles in a fierce but friendly competition. And joining us now is Janine Moynihan, who is the point person, the person putting all this together. Janine, first of all, welcome to North Sound Racing. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us what you got going on, please.
We are so excited to have this first ever. We hope to have an annual event, Rapid Intervention Drags, Driving to End Domestic Violence.
And we have got tickets, by the way. We're going to give away two sets of tickets.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Be ready to man the phones, because we have got, I will tell you when you can call, but if you do win the tickets, please go to this event, and everybody listening, please check this out. It's Friday night, April 25th. I really kind of struggled with having Janine on, whether having her on tonight or having her on the day before, but I wanted to have her on, and we're going to get an update from her next week,
right,
as to how things are going, but we need people to participate in this. And Janine, if you would be so kind as to tell us how they can do that.
There's lots of ways to participate. We're still looking for drivers, so anyone who's affiliated with a fire department or law enforcement, that's state patrol, sheriff, local PD, any type of law enforcement, we're looking for drivers. They don't have to be regular drivers.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one guy who's got the fastest motorcycle known to man, and I've got, he's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
I have another guy who says he's got a stinky fast truck. Not sure how fast that is.
If it goes fast. Let me give you, there's some jargon you're going to need to learn here, Janine.
Oh, okay.
If it goes like, and Galen can back me up, if it goes like stink, it's really fast.
I'm guessing the firefighter with the truck's going to be drag racing the bike, but we also have people who are bringing out their Toyotas and their Saturns, and, you know, this is just regular, everyday people with their cars just coming out to have a really great time.
And tell us kind of what got you thinking about putting this event on.
Well, there's a couple of reasons, actually. I'm the Washington State President for Business and Professional Women, and professional women, we're actually seeing domestic violence issues more in the workplace, lost productivity, lost work days, low morale, so it's really an issue for us. In a private life, I'm also an EMT volunteer with my local fire department, and then I also EMT out at the Evergreen Speedway in Monroe. So drag racing, firefighting, it just kind of all seemed to fit. And since we're really trying to honor our first responders, those law enforcement officers and firefighters, you know, they're on the front lines of this domestic violence battlefield. We have first responders being injured and actually killed responding to these calls. So this was just kind of a perfect marriage for us,
mm-hmm,
to have this event.
Now, why drag racing? What you must be out there on Friday nights during the season when they have drag racing and see what a great time and what a great safe time, and you cannot emphasize that enough, that getting your car in a controlled situation can give you the same adrenaline rush as it can if you're blasting down Evergreen Way at 75, 80 miles an hour. But you're doing it in a controlled situation. Why the drags? How I'm just fascinated by that.
The drag racing really is a perfect way to do it. Like you said, it's a safe environment. Out in the Monroe Speedway, we're doing an eighth mile, not a quarter mile.
Right.
They have plenty of room there for stopping. So, you know, unless you're the guy with a stinky fast truck, you're probably not going to get out of second gear, you know, if you're really good. So it is a safe way to do it. It's a fun way to do it. And these guys love to drive code. And what better way to do it than out at the Evergreen Speedway?
Janine, are you going to participate?
No, my husband is actually a firefighter volunteer, so he is actually going to be driving our car.
And what is that?
It's a Saturn.
A stinky fast Saturn.
Stinky fast.
Yeah. I've got our brochure here. It looks like tickets are going to be $10 at the gate, and kids 14 and under are going to be free. So what a great family event that'll be.
Yeah, and it goes, what was the times again, from 6 until 10? 10 on Friday, April 25th. Now, one other thing that's going on, other than the drag racing, you're going to have a lot of exhibitors, demonstrations by both police personnel, fire personnel. Talk about that.
We're really trying to make this an all-around event. A lot of it is getting informational booths out there on the domestic violence. We're going to have the PACE car is the Crime Stoppers, which we're really excited about. They're going to have information out there. We've got the Painfield MCI 26 bus. If you haven't seen that, that's fabulous. Going to be out there. We got the...
Going to make a few runs?
No, but I hear Evergreen EMS egg cars are going to be taking a couple runs, but don't tell the Speedway that.
Oh, okay. Nobody here is listening.
Yeah, exactly. Paula Drake, the chief, authorized that, so if anybody wants to call her. We also have the State Patrol is bringing out their big back unit, which is like a 40-foot big unit, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be real interesting for the kids to be able to go in and see that, go into the smoke trailer. We've got vendors... selling items, you know, makeup, cosmetics, tattoos for the kids, the removable tattoos for the kids, military gear, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, how can, let's say, if a company I work for would like to put in some kind of a booth out there, how do they go about getting information? What's the cost on that?
The cost on that is $25 and gives them two tickets to get in, which are both $10. Ooh. So it's really only $5. They need to bring their own table, and we are pre-approving people because we want to make sure that it's kind of unique and different.
Mm-hmm.
We're also taking ads, obviously, for our programs. We're going to have an autograph session so the kids can take their programs down and have the firefighters and the law enforcement officers sign their programs.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, so we're really, really, we're going to have some belly dancers who are going to be handing out the trophies. And
don't point at me.
It's going to be exciting.
They're tightening that thing up, Galen. You might be called in to duty here. I need you to do something for the show, Galen, okay?
Take one for the team.
Yeah. How about a website, Janine?
www.ridrags.com.
I was looking at your flyer here, and also you've had some help with this. It's, as you mentioned, it's hosted by the Business and Professional Women of Washington. And you said you're the president of this organization?
That's true.
And what's that all about?
We're a women's organization that was founded in 1919 by an act of Congress, and we're a part of a national organization. Our motto is women helping women personally, politically, and professionally.
Mm-hmm. And how many types of members? Have you got a lot of members in that?
We have members statewide, over 300, with 20 locals in different communities throughout the state.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
You're also sponsored by Evergreen Speedway, of course, Eye to Eye Graphics, and Scramble. What?
Scramble mix is a gourmet snack mix. Once you start it, you won't stop, and I will make sure and get you some.
Yeah, we're all about addictions on this show, that's for sure. So, again, it is Friday, April 25th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Rapid Intervention Drags, a drive to end domestic violence. Firefighters and EMTs versus law enforcement. If you want to get some information, you can go, as Carla mentioned, www.ridrags.com, or you can call 1-800-526-9979. Carla, you get ready because we have
I'm ready.
If you want to get some tickets,
I've worked many telephones.
Yeah. I have two sets of tickets here. So why don't you give us a call at 425-304-1380. Please, if we give you these tickets, please go and tell your friends to go, but tell them to pay to get in because you've got free passes. So I've got four tickets to give away here. Give us a call again, 425-304-1380. Janine Moynihan, it is just a pleasure to have you here. You are really doing some cool stuff. And like we were talking about, anything we can do to help you get this out, we'll talk to you next week and get an update on how things are going. And then by all means, we're going to call you the week after that so you can tell us how it went.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Very
Thank
well
you.
Done. Janine Moynihan, again, it is www.ridrags.com. You really need to check this out. Coming up on our next segment, I like this song. Either one of you two know who this is? I'm sure Janine does.
Ozzy Osbourne or something?
No.
Oh.
This is the Climax Blues Band.
I knew that.
Yeah, you did. Galen's.
I got a call.
You do. Answer it. Thanks
Probably
for
Ron
calling.
Bennett.
It very well could be. He might not get that race reins out. He might need something to do. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Stick with us coming up after this break. Kelly Hale, the voice of Evergreen Speedway, will be with us, and we're going to talk about what's going on out at the Super Speedway of the West here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
The Washington State Cougars wrap up their...